Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Pauline.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. I'm so glad you came back today. Today's topic is mystery.
Today's title is, Who is Inside? Who is inside? Peter, this is the second day of our mystery. I've been waiting all day to find out what happens.
Me too. In our story yesterday, Mr. F called Mr. E to the high school. The principal's office window was open. This was strange because it's Saturday and all the other windows were closed.
This didn't seem too strange to Mr. E, but Mr. F thought there might be a thief inside the office. Then Mr. E and Mr. F see someone climbing out of the window.
Who is the person? Why were they in the principal's office? Will Mr. E catch the thief today?
Oh, so many questions. I can't wait to get some answers. But before we learn more about our story, we should learn some key words. So let's go to Christina to get started. Here we go.
Hello, 昨天我们讲到 E 先生和 F 先生到了一所高中去办案。他们看到有一个人从校长办公室的窗户爬出来。那个人在地上站稳了之后就把窗户关上。Then the man stands on the ground. 动词 stand 就是站立的意思。F 先生说那个爬出来的人下巴有长胡子所以一定不是校长。The man has a beard.下巴上长的胡须称作 beard。 E 先生看到那个人手上拿着东西，他说 I see something in his hand。 名词 hand 就是手。 F 先生说他拿着一包东西， It's a package。 名词 package 就是包裹或是一包一袋东西的单位。最后他们拦下了那个人，才发现他真的是校长。原来校长想回办公室拿东西，但是忘了带钥匙。他说 My keys are at home. 钥匙就是 key. 至于胡子呢，是最近才留的。
Mr. F and I watch the man. He climbs out of the window. Then he stands on the ground. Finally,He closes the window.
Who is it?
I ask.
He's not a student. He looks too old.
No, he's not a student,
says Mr. F.
Is he the principal?
I ask.
No, he is not the principal,
says Mr. F.
All right, friends, how does today's story begin?
Mr. F and Mr. E watch a man climb out of the window. Then the man stands on the ground and closes the window. That's not very exciting.
Well, okay, we'll get to the exciting part, Pauline. But there is some interesting English here. For example, this phrase, out of something. How do we use this phrase?
Let's see, I walk out of my house, or I take money out of my purse.
Hey, those are great examples. Out of is the opposite of into. When you leave your house, you open your door and walk out of the house. When you go back home, you walk in the open door and walk into your house.
Good point. Thanks for teaching us that, Peter.But now can we talk about that strange man in the story?
Oh, not yet, Pauline. There's still so much to learn.
Like what?
Well, remember, the man climbs out of the window and then he stands on the ground. Ground and floor are two words that are similar in English, but they are different. Friends, do you know the difference?
Oh, that is a really good question. Let's go to Christina for this.
他们看到一个人从窗户爬出来然后站住。Then he stands on the ground. 句尾的 on the ground 就是在地上的意思。 另外还有一个片语是 on the floor， 我们的中文也是在地上的意思，但是事实上 ground 和 floor 还是有差异的。通常 ground 指的是在土地上或者是地面上，通常是在户外，而 floor 则是在室内的地板上。所以如果你想要叫家里的小朋友把地上的玩具收拾好，就说 pick up all the toys on the floor。 如果要说秋天的落叶覆盖在地上，就说 the leaves cover the ground。 这个就是 ground 和 floor 的不同之处了。
Thanks Christina and thanks Pauline for being patientNow, let's talk about this strange man.
Yes, okay. We get one clue from Mr. E. He says the man is not a student.
How does he know that?
Well, he looks too old to be a student.
So he's a very old man?
Oh, well, maybe. Actually, we don't know. We just know he's too old to be a student. So he's an adult.
Then it's probably the principal. It is his office, after all.
No, Mr. F says it's not the principal.
How do we know that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out in the next part. Friends, let's watch it together.
The principal doesn't have a beard,
says Mr. F.
That man does.
I see something in his hand.What is it?
I ask.
It's a package,
says Mr. F.
He's taking something from the principal's office.
Well, let's stop him,
I say.
He's going down the street, but he's not running.
Let's get him,
says Mr. F.
A beard. This is when a man grows hair on his face.It's an important word to know because it is often confused with another word. Christina, can you tell us about it?
那个小偷有胡子，可是校长没有啊，所以 F 先生认为他一定不是校长。The man has a beard. 首先我们来说明一下，英文讲胡子除了用 beard 这个字之外，还有 mustache。只要是下巴有山羊胡或者是络腮胡，那都是 beard。 那如果只是长在鼻子和嘴唇之间的，那就是 mustache。 所以英文是有分的哦。另外有一个字是 b-e-e-r beer， 因为读音有一点像，所以 beard 和 beer 很多人会搞混哦。 b-e-e-r 是啤酒，胡子 beard 最后有 d 的音，念成 beard。你可以说 look at the man with a beard， 或者 he wants to grow a beard， 他想要留胡子。
Thanks, Christina. So, the strange man with the beard walks away from the school, but he has something in his hand.
What is it?
It's a package.
I think Mr. F was right.This man must be stealing test papers. That's why he has a package. He took it from the principal's office.
That's terrible. Mr. E isn't going to let the thief get away, is he?
Well, of course not. Mr. E says, let's go stop him. And Mr. F agrees. He says, let's get him.
Notice that to get and to get away mean two very different things.Police try to catch or get bad guys, but bad guys try to get away from the police.
So the man with the package doesn't know that Mr. E and Mr. F saw him climb out of the window. So he isn't running away. He's just walking. I think Mr. E will be able to get him.
Yes, and then we'll finally know who this mystery man is.
Friends,Who do you think it is? Do you think he is a thief? If not, then why was he in the principal's office?
Oh, I want to know all the answers right now, but we're going to have to wait. First, we have to take a short break. Then we'll be back to find out the rest of the story. Talk about the story with your friends during the break. Don't go away. Welcome back, friends. Hey, Peter, when I lived in Asia, I saw that beards are not very common there. But I think they're very common in the United States, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Many of my friends have beards. Many people that work in businesses have beards, too. I think it's very common in the United States.
Yeah, I guess that's just a difference between cultures. Well, we have a mystery to get to. Let's find out what happens.
We walk quickly down the street to catch the man.
Stop right there,
I say.
Who are you? Why were you in the high school?
The man turns around.
Principal Hansen?
Says Mr. F.
You have a beard now?
Yes, it's new,
says the man.
I needed something from my office, and my keys are at home. So, I use the window.
No, Pauline, can you believe it? It was the principal after all.
But how is that possible? Mr. F said it isn't the principal. And if it is the principal, then why did he climb out of the school windows? Are we sure he's really the principal?
Well, let's review what happened and not just our key words. Mr. E and Mr. F followed the man after he climbed out of the window.
Stop right there.
But Pauline, I didn't finish explaining what happened.
I know, but Peter, that's what happens next. Mr. E says, stop right there. And that's also today's
calendar phrase.
Stop right there.
Stop right there.
就停在那里。
Hey, stop right there.
Sorry, I have to go.
Don't move. Stop right there.
Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Hey, no, stop right there.
Sorry, I really can't stay.
Stop right there. What do you think you are doing here?
Stopping?
Good.
Stop right there.
Stop right there.
就停在那里。
Stop right there. That is a fun thing to say. Oh, but wait, Peter, does the man stop?
Yes, the man stops and he turns around. And that's when Mr. F gets a big surprise. He sees the man's face more closely. It is the principal.
I'm confused. Mr. F watched the principal climb out of the window. Why didn't he know it was the principal then?
Well, because remember, Mr. F said the principal doesn't have a beard. But he was wrong. The principal started growing a beard recently. It's new.
Oh, I see. But why did the principal climb through a window?Principals should have keys to their schools.
Well, he does have keys, but I guess he forgot them. His keys are at home, so he used the window.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I understand. I forget my keys all the time.
So, do you climb in and out of windows then?
Not usually. Usually I call my husband or my friends and they can help me.But I have climbed through windows a couple of times.
Really?
Yes, but thankfully the police didn't see me or think I was a thief. The principal is probably really embarrassed.
You're right. Well, our mystery is solved for today. We hope you enjoyed it. Now let's review.
Here's your first key word for today. Stand. Stand.John is standing on a chair.
Beard. Beard. Tom has a black beard.
hand, hand. He has a pen in his hand.
Package, package. The package arrived yesterday.
Key, key. Where are my keys? Okay, friends, those are some useful words. Keep on practicing them. And now let's watch our mystery one more time together.
Mr. F and I watch the man. He climbs out of the window. Then he stands on the ground. Finally, he closes the window.
Who is it?
I ask.
He's not a student. He looks too old.
No, he's not a student,
says Mr. F.
Is he the principal?
I ask.
No, he is not the principal,
says Mr. F.
The principal doesn't have a beard,
says Mr. F.
That man does.
I see something in his hand. What is it?
I ask.
It's a package,
says Mr. F.
He's taking something from the principal's office.
Well, let's stop him,
I say.
He's going down the street, but he's not running.
Let's get him,
says Mr. F. We walk quickly down the street to catch the man.
Stop right there,
I say.
Who are you? Why were you in the high school?
The man turns around.
Principal Hanson?
Says Mr. F.
You have a beard now?
Yes, it's new,
says the man.
I needed something from my office, and my keys are at home. So, I used the window.
Hello, James!
Shh, I'm thinking.
Ooh, are you thinking about a mystery?
Yes. The window is open. Who opened it? And why?
Oh, who and why? Those are good questions.
Yes. Oh, I know. Someone left something here.
Oh, yeah, something important.
Yes, they came back to get it. But the door was locked.
So they climbed in the window.
Yes, mystery solved.
But who was it? And what did they want?
Something important.
Yes. Oh, something yellow? Something delicious?
A banana.
Good guess.
Ginger, did you climb in the window?
Yes, mystery solved.
Okay, let's see if this works. Perfect. Oh, here comes my nephew Josiah.
Okay, Super Sentence Man, it's almost 10:20. The guest should be here very soon. I think everything is ready. I swept the floor and cleaned the room, and I think we have enough food to offer everyone. I wonder who's going to come first. Grandmom is usually on time.
Yes, yes, Grandma is usually on time. And doesn't Grandma really like nuts?
Oh, yes, but we don't have any nuts.
Actually, we do have nuts in this little can. Here, open it and pour the nuts out of the can.
Okay. Wait.
What?
You just said today's super sentence.
I did?
Yes. Doesn't today's super sentence use the words out of? You just said, pour the nuts out of the can.
Ah, right, right. So I did. Yes, Josiah, you are a smart boy. Now open the can.
Wait, I can use the super sentence in another way.
Oh, really?
The monkey jumped out of the tree.
The monkey jumped out of the tree. Good.
I took my keys out of my pocket.
I took my keys out of my pocket. Yes, yes, very super, Josiah.
A super sentence every day
right. will make your English great. Right, and now you will pour the nuts out of the can, right?
Oh, right. Oh, somebody's here. It's Grandma.
Hello, my dears.
Oh, Grandma, look. We have nuts. Here, you can open this and have some.
Okay.
Wait.
Whoa.
Oh,
is she
super
okay?
Sentence, man. Those aren't nuts.
No, are you okay, Grandma?
What a cute little joke, Josiah. I almost jumped out of my skin.
Oh, good. Please have a seat, Grandma. That was
funny.
Josiah's idea.
Wow, what a mystery. That was the biggest one yet. Well, I think we all have lost our keys, and Pauline is really good at losing things. Do you have a story for us?
Well, after college, I lived in an apartment with my friend. It was the first time I had lived on my own, and I forgot my keys a lot. I learned I could jump onto the balcony and open the balcony doors to get into the apartment. I did it all the time, because I always lost my keys.
Well, there you go. Then you never need keys again. Mystery solved.
Yeah, except that then a thief might see me do that and actually try to steal something.
That's a good point. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed our mystery today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.